architecture's applied discipline.
Assuming that space is a reproduction of economic, political, and social practices, especially in a society where the white majority determines the norm, design is not free of racism.
Yeah, architecture's applied discipline.
Hi, this is Architecture is a White Discipline. I'm Fernand Boudou.
And my name is Kim Ha Tran. Together, we are the hosts of the podcast you're listening to right now.
In each episode, we're interviewing people oscillating between different cultures. Why?
Because we want to dismantle the white narrative in architectural education, generate an empowering source of knowledge for marginalized students and educators, but also
create a shift of perspective for those who might not be affected by racial discrimination. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to our new podcast. So, Kim, since this is our first episode, it might be nice to introduce ourselves. Maybe would you like to go first?
Sure. My name is Kim and I'm Asian German. So my parents are of Vietnamese origin, but I was born in Germany and I also grew up here. I studied architecture and generally speaking, I'm very interested in environmental aspects, but also social topics related to space. And that's what I'm doing in real life, basically, as well. I'm a practitioner in an architecture office, and I also work as a research assistant for environmental questions in the building sector at a university. Yeah, how about you, Fernand?
So I'm Fernand. I was born in Cameroon and raised in Germany. Sometimes I consider myself Cameroonian, sometimes German, depends on the situation. I also studied architecture, just like Kim. And yeah, during my undergraduate studies, I had the opportunity to get to know the work of the United Nations through an internship at UNESCO, which shaped my perspective of the profession of an architect significantly. But even more, it changed my worldview. Yeah, it seems quite strong, but that's just the way it is. Over the years, I specialized in work on concerning African heritage in a post-colonial context. And today I work as an architect and I'm a board member of ICOMOS Cameroon. And yeah, together we are the host of this podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I mean, maybe where should I start? I mean, since architecture is a white discipline, which is our title, seems to be or could be a really bold statement for some of our listeners at first, so that you might ask yourself, where does the title of this podcast actually come from? And Fernand, it's actually a personal story of yours. Could you tell us the story about it?
So, of course, yes, I can. The title, Architecture is a White Discipline, is actually a quote from a professor I talked to a few years ago when I was trying to get into a PhD program at an architecture school in the United States. I made a lot of effort and even traveled there to meet the professor in person. I told her that I was interested in post-colonial research in the African context, decolonization, heritage, and the West claim on modernism, and many other topics, which were, not so frequently in use when it comes to architecture. At some point, she then asked me if I was really sure if architecture would be the right field to do this kind of research since, quote, architecture is a wide discipline. Mm-hmm. She herself said that she had studied architecture in the first place, but had to leave the field of architecture to do a PhD on race in the United States to later get back to architecture and teach about it. And this conversation made me realize how little I was aware of the rejection of various cultures in my field.
Yeah. Let that sink in, I would say. And yeah, I mean, Fernand and I started discussing this story and consequently also questioned our academic education, because what we learned is that architecture or the design of any kind of space should always be about the human. We build because we want to create a livable environment for humans. It's basically about creating the framework for social, cultural, political, ecological, but also economic norms. And that's where, at least for us, the topic of race comes in. So in a neoliberal, in a post-colonial and racialized world, how can a just habitat be built when the topic of race is not included into our practice and education? When racism is a systemic problem, we have to dismantle it in all aspects of life, in our opinion. And especially in the creative field, we often consider ourselves as really open-minded and somehow pretty neutral. And that is why we want to open up the topic of race, starting with the field of architecture education, because it's actually our own profession.
Yeah, and I think as people of color, it's quite natural that we actively do research on what's going on in the world concerning the mitigation of discrimination. And what we see is that there are people all over the world working on the decentering of the white narrative in architecture education, or students questioning their belonging just because they don't feel their perspective is being acknowledged. And what we want is to bring all of these voices together. People who started to question, people who are already questioning, and the ones who are already working on possible actions.
Because there are a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, definitely. So in the following episodes, we invited various people who are in a state in which they have to constantly move between different cultures and people from whom we think it could be interesting to talk to. And yeah, together we will have discussions around the question if architecture is a white discipline.
Yeah, and I think there's one last point that I would like to add, because personally speaking, when I was a student, I often wished for a person in a neutral position, maybe, who is able to mediate whenever I feel like, or whenever I felt like there was a racial discrimination. So with this podcast, we are also aiming to provide a platform which mediates between marginalized students and educators and those who are not affected by racial discrimination.
So now you know who we are, at least a little bit. And we hope you'll enjoy listening to our podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Enjoy.